Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the Pre-Show. It is finally Friday. It is January 24th, the never-ending month of January. Can you believe we still have a week to go in January? We've lived 3 years in this month. This is insane.
It's so funny because this was a short week, but it felt like the longest week.
I am just so confused how this month is still happening and we still have a week to go. It is absolutely insane. Is it like this every January? I feel like this one has been exceptionally long.
I feel like it is like this every January, but this year for some reason with all the things going on in the world and probably in our personal lives, it's just been so long.
Yeah, definitely ready for the weekend. How you doing this morning?
Okay, it was hard for me to sleep last night because right before I went to bed, I don't know why, but I'm also happy. It's like this bittersweet thing. I checked my phone and Bruno Mars came out with a new song with Sexy Red. And
I heard it, yeah.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
That's what the one he said he wants to be, the strip club anthem.
Yes. So I'm like, no. So right when I opened Instagram, it was like, Bruno Mars, new song with Sexy Red called Fat, Juicy, and Wet. And I'm like, oh, I got to watch the music video. My jaw was on the floor with Lady Gaga and Rosie, and they're doing like the APT dance, and just I loved it.
I did not watch the video, but I listened to the song, so yeah, I have yet to watch it yet, but it's gonna be huge. I have a feeling it's gonna be absolutely huge.
Everything he just comes out with right now, it's just hitting the top. I would say like the top five of the Billboard charts. It's so good, but I'm so happy. It was hard for me to sleep because I kept listening to it on repeat. And then on the way to work, on repeat, just waking me up.
Yeah, just FYI, the clean version for radio airplay is just called Fat, Juicy, and. That's,
oh, really?
That's just the name. Just FYI for future reference.
Good to know.
When we're referring to the song, but yeah, they sent me the song, and no. I was like, why are they missing the... Okay, this is the clean version. Got you.
So the record label did send you the song.
Oh, yeah. It was in my inbox last night at 9:15 last night, so I was like, oh, okay, let's take a listen. I'm like, oh my, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun one, and you know, Bruno Mars, anything that he does is, like you said, just huge. So new music out, maybe we'll take a listen to it this morning, who knows. We gotta listen to the clean version.
Yeah,
see how that sounds. But
how are you this morning?
Good. My daughter, she's going out of town this weekend. She has a volleyball tournament, so her flight was like, or I think it's like right now. So my husband got up earlier than I normally get up to take her to the airport this morning. So I heard them go in. And then as I was getting ready this morning, my daughter came in and she's like, oh, good morning. I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss you. I'll see you soon, you know, and just doing the goodbyes. And she goes, I don't know how you do this every morning. And I'm like, girl, I don't know how I do it every morning either, but we just make it happen. So I just checked her location. Yes, I'm one of those moms that checks her location all the time. And they're,
I would too.
They're in the terminal, but they haven't gone into like the gate area yet. So I'm like, what's the holdup? I feel like their plane is leaving soon. Like, why are they still just like standing there? I hope everything's okay, because my husband was telling me with the two lanes on 215 Indicator that are blocked off right now, the traffic is just insane.
Horrible.
There. And then, take that into account. And the airport, he said, was crazy because World of Concrete ends today. So everyone is leaving. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm just watching her. She's just kind of like hanging out there in the main terminal. So I hope everything is okay.
We'll I think it will be, or hopefully it will be, just because I feel like these earlier flights, they're the ones that are more on time and stuff.
And first ones of the day.
Exactly. So I think that once things go later in the day, like if let's say the holdup is now, it's just going to start trickling down to the flights that are later on in the day.
Yeah, we'll see. I think you're right. Everything should be okay. But what's funny is, I stalk her on Find My or Life360, but she is 10 times worse than me. Like every 10 minutes, why are you at the grocery store? What are you buying at Target? I'm like, girl, well, stop stalking me. What are you doing?
I'm not at Target. I'm next door. You might think I'm at Target, but really.
I can't do anything in secret with this kid. It's crazy. All right. Well, we are ready to start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show here on this Friday. Do you want to hear Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg?
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Do you want to hear I Love You Always Forever by Donna Lewis?
I love you always forever,
near and far. We'll sit together everywhere. I will be with you everything.
I will enjoy you. I love you. Or do you want to hear Love Song by 311? However far.
Choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, I had to make a decision yesterday that I feel like I will regret one day. I don't know. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever passed up on something and then you look back and you kind of regret it? There was something on TV the other day. They were showing like an old Bruce Willis roast and Demi Moore was roasting him. And she's like, you know, some of the biggest mistakes you made was passing on the role of the lead role in Ocean's 11 that George Clooney took. Like, and I'm sure he looked back on that and probably regretted it. I think I made one of those decisions. I don't know. I can't decide if I did the right thing or the wrong thing. What did you pass on that you regretted or you think you might regret? So I do work with the Nevada SPCA, and I talked to one of the girls there that I just love, and I always tell her, like, if you ever get pugs, let me know. You gotta let me know if you get pugs. And she's like, oh yeah, the pugs, they go fast. And I'm like, yeah, let me know if you ever get one. Because I've owned pugs the majority of my life. Like, they've always been a part of my life. My grandma owned them, my aunts and cousins. And then I had two pugs, and sadly they passed away back in 2015 and 2016. And I just, my heart has not been ready to have one yet. It just, it wasn't ready. And so I get a message from her the other day with a picture of this pug, and she goes, new kid on the block. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did he just come in? And she's like, yes. And I'm like asking for the information on him. And she's like, he has to get a checkup stuff before we do anything. And so I'm talking to Matt about it. And I'm like, hey, they got a pug at the NSPCA. And he's like, oh man, what do we do? I had to turn it down. I'm so sad about it. She sent me a picture. They named him Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak?
Is that not the cutest name?
I love it when dogs' names are food items.
Me too. In my mind, that was like even more of a reason why I should have taken Cheesesteak. And I'm sure Cheesesteak is going to find a wonderful home. But the more Matt and I talked about it, it's like, we have to travel a lot for like my daughter's volleyball. We're in and out of town. And that's just not fair. And you made a really nice offer the other day. Like, I'll help dog sit. And I appreciated that. I had a couple other friends reach out. But it's just like, you know, people have their own lives. And what if my schedule doesn't sync up with yours? And I just hate to do that to a dog. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Because when we got Momo, we were very fortunate that James wasn't working at that time. And then he was working from home shortly after. It was very easy to raise Momo. And I know exactly what position you're in. You guys travel a lot for volleyball. You guys are just very busy lives. But I think what will happen is once the girls, both of your girls are out in college or they both have moved out, I think you guys will get a dog. And I think that's where I step in. I'm like, all right, guys, it's time. It's time to get that pug.
I really want to believe that. And I actually said something similar to my husband the other day. I was like, yeah, maybe once we're not so busy with volleyball and stuff. He goes, when we're not busy with volleyball, we're going to be traveling and going to the places we want to go to. I'm like, you mean you don't want to hang out in a giant convention center for 7 hours watching volleyball? What are you talking about?
Oh, so, my gosh.
Is there something you look back on and you're like, oh, I kind of regret passing on that or not going with that? 702-364-9400. Do you have something like that?
When you talked about this, I just remembered, a year after we had Momo, Momo's mom and dad had another set of babies, and we went to go meet his brother.
Oh my gosh.
Momo knew it was his brother too, because Momo's barking at the puppy. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Wanting to play with it. And me and James are like, should we get another dog? But then now we have a 1-year-old puppy and a 6-week-old puppy, and we're like, oh my God, this is crazy. So I think about that time, like, what if we got Momo's brother? But we didn't. And I look back with, man, I wish we did, but it wasn't meant to be.
It's timing. It's all timing. Just got this text here, said same thing happened to me with a cat. I ended up adopting the cat, and that's my regret. My couch is non-existent now. Something's got a
hold on me. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's finally Friday. You made it. It is January 24th and we are ready to go. 6:03. We talked yesterday, Steph, about how your poor husband got rear-ended, got into a little bit of a fender bender. He's okay. Just some issues with the insurance from the other lady and this and that. And then this happens. Your poor husband's having a week.
Seriously. And this is his first time back in the office after working from home for so long. And what we usually use my car anyway. So his car kind of sits there. We'll start it up once a month so the battery doesn't die. But I think what's going on with his car is they're like, what's going on? You're using me every day. And it's starting to, I don't know, either break down or what. But at work, he's about to leave to come home, and his car battery dies. He's like, darn it. He's like, did I leave a light on? I don't know. So thankfully, he was able to get it jump started with his coworker. He's like, I got to go to AutoZone or a place just to make sure that the car battery life, to see what it's at and the percentage. So he goes to the AutoZone by his work. He pulls in. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? I just got to see my battery life. If you guys can check the percentage. They're like, absolutely. While this goes down, 3 people walk in. 2 people are buying something and they're just kind of just like not distracting, but they're taking a lot of the guy's time. They're like, yeah, can you get this for me? All right, I'll buy that. Oh, no, I don't want that. And then the 2 guys are just getting really suspicious and they're like, OK, here's my card to pay. The card gets declined. And they're like, try it again. The card gets declined again. And James is watching this all go down. But come to find out that these 2 guys that were trying to buy something were in on a theft. And the 3rd guy that came in with them stole a ton of stuff.
What?
Ran out. The beeps are going off. Beep, 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 beep. And then the guys at the front desk, they run out. And James is like, what is going on?
What did I just witness?
He's like, am I in a movie right now? He witnessed a theft right in front of him. He's like,
oh,
I'm,
my gosh.
He goes, I'm out of here. He goes, I don't even. He didn't even bother trying to check his battery life. He just went home. He's like, you'll never guess what happened to me today.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get caught up in the middle of all of that. And who knows what else could possibly happen, you know?
Yeah. So he's like, I don't know what's going on with my car or if it's me or whatever, but he has been had a week. So I gave him some crystals yesterday to put in his car. I cleansed him, put it in his car. He's like, please, please, no more things happening to me this
week. I mean, seriously, the poor guy, this is what he gets for going back to work in person.
Exactly.
You know, maybe he should rethink that. Maybe it's time for you to just do the work from home thing permanently.
I said, it's only been day three. How are you feeling? He goes, I don't know, but I miss working from home.
He needs some sage, man. He needs to go through that process.
At this point, man, yeah. I'm waiting for some sort of natural disaster to happen day five. No, I'm kidding. Oh my gosh, poor James. Give him our love.
Yeah.
He's like poor the guy. Nicest guy, and he's having to deal with all this.
He's like, I'm about to go to the strip and go take a tequila shot.
Yeah, I don't blame him. All right, well, we have a lot coming up on the show this Friday morning. So excited. We've got more winning on the way. Beat Mercedes coming up at 7 o'clock. What are we at? $300 diamond pendant?
$300.
Oh my gosh. From Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. That's on the way. We're going to have an early edition of Heads Up for you to win some Daniel Tosh tickets. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Kendrick Lamar is performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. And he gave us a preview of what and who to expect for the performance. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Kendrick Lamar is trending this morning. He is teaming up with SZA for the Super Bowl halftime show. Yesterday, he and Apple Music dropped a teaser trailer showing him walking around on a football field, and SZA joined him, splashing him with a bucket of what looks like blue Gatorade from behind. It's really
so
cute.
Good.
Yeah, the performance is set February 9th, Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Fun fact here, she's on his latest album, GNX, and is featured on songs like Gloria and this one here, Luther. And obviously, they've collaborated before. The Oscar-nominated song, All the Stars, that was a huge song. The Black Panther soundtrack. It was not surprising to me, considering that they are headed out on that big 19-city tour this spring and summer. So I was thinking, he's got to have her be a part of it. I mean, he does a lot of collabs, but I'm really excited that it's been confirmed.
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be SZA. I think there's going to be more special performances that are guests that'll come out. I just think it'll be crazy. Because that whole Lil Wayne thing, he's from New Orleans and he's not headlining. What if Kendrick brought Lil Wayne out?
Did they do a collab before? Why would he bring him out if they didn't do a collab before?
I mean, just not even just like the collabs, but just like he does a hit or whatever. Like, hey, I want to introduce you to, you guys might know him, Lil Wayne. Or I don't know. I think that would be really cool.
That would, yeah.
For him to bring him out.
Who else could he bring out? Like, I know he's done stuff with Drake before, Miguel.
Drake would come
DJ
out.
DJ Khaled.
Do you really think Drake would come out?
No, absolutely not. After the song, I mean, but they did collab initially. That's what I'm saying. But wouldn't that be huge if he did?
Oh my God.
If they buried the hatchet and then they were like, and he. What if they sang Not Like Us together?
No. Oh.
What if? Can you? I mean, the internet would break. It would explode. Could you imagine? That would be the. What if this was all just a ruse? This was all just like they're friends. They're laughing about all this. Like, they really think we hate each other. And then he comes out there. Oh my gosh. Would that not be the coolest thing?
I would be like, they clowned us.
I would totally lose it. Yeah, no
worries. They clowned us. I'm a fool. They've had me for. I would die.
It would be really crazy if they did that. The chances, very slim. I wouldn't put money on it. But, you know, Kendrick Lamar, he's going to be performing at Allegiant Stadium with SZA on May 31st. So you can check that out. We're getting some texts here. Tyler, the Creator. Yeah. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? But, you know, she's not going to be the only person.
Probably DJ Mustard.
Mustard.
Yeah.
What about the Hot Boys?
The Hot Boys?
Yeah, from New Orleans.
I don't think they're relevant anymore. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Jay.
To burst sure that bubble.
The Hot Boys. I don't even know what that is.
The group, right?
The Hot Boys.
I don't
know. Juvenile.
Juveniles and Hot Boys?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know.
Back that thing up. Come on.
Well, yeah, but Hot Boys.
Yeah, the Hot Boys.
Who else is in that?
Manny Fresh.
Did everyone know that? I feel bad. Lil Wayne.
It's like the early 2000s hip hop guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's schooling us.
The only reason I'm saying that because they're going to be in New Orleans. That's where the Super Bowl's going.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. Stranger things have happened. Right. There you go. Lil Wayne, BG, Turk, and Juvenile.
There you go.
I learned something new today. I love it. All right, it's time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And we are playing for these tickets to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan. Your chance to win right now. Now, if you're caller 20, we have your category. Since it's Friday, there's one left. It's squirrels. You and I will be teaming up to try to get six answers in 60 seconds. If you do it, you win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ashley, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do this? We've got these tickets for you to see Daniel Tosh. Are you feeling good this morning?
I'm feeling good this morning.
All right, let's do this. So your category is squirrels. Who knew that there's a Squirrel Appreciation Day? It was on Tuesday this week. So these are all different land animals, okay?
Different types of animals?
Land animals.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, all right. Are we ready to do this?
I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Your 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is the King of the Jungle.
Lion.
Yes. This is a type of print a lot of women wear.
Cheetah print.
Yes. This is an animal that has humps on its back.
Camel.
Yes. This is an animal that has like a horn on its nose.
Rhino?
Yes. This is an animal that laughs. Like, ha ha ha.
Hyena.
Yes. This is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer?
Just deer. However I get you to say it, I'm going to get you to say it. Nice job, Ashley. That was fast. I think we could have gone like 10 more clues on that one. You definitely were on it this morning, Ashley. Congratulations. Tickets for you to see Daniel Tosh. Daniel Tosh coming to the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan, and you just got your tickets for free. Congratulations. More winning on the way coming up at 7 o'clock. Another round of Beat Mercedes, a $300 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. That's on the way. It's Mix 94.1. I didn't think you'd Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Sometimes it takes a kid to make you realize that something is really cool. There's something that you really resonate with, or maybe something that you used to love and you just kind of fell away from. And it sounds like this happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it actually, to Kanye West, he admit that his daughter, North, is making him fall in love with music again. And I'm like, see, sometimes you need kids, or sometimes you just need, that younger adult that makes you fall in love with something again. And I know you probably have something, but when I was a kid, I had my dad listen to NSYNC back to back, and we learned the Bye 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 dance together. It brought us together, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see Kanye West falling in love with something other than himself again. Like, he's back to music, which is where he really excels. And with I can see your dad doing the Bye 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 dance, like with the fist pump.
Yes.
And the Bye Bye Bye. That's so cute. What did you fall in love with because of your kid? Or maybe you made your parents fall in love with something because of your influence. 702-364-9400. For me, my daughter like just made me a huge BTS fan, a K-pop fan. And I mean, it got to the point where I was just like, that was all I was listening to. And people gave me a hard time about it, but I didn't care because it was something that really bonded my daughter and I.
Yes.
And so much so that the other day, J-Hope, who's a member of BTS, he's going on tour here in the U.S. And he's not coming to Vegas, at least not that we know of yet. The closest is L.A. Those tickets haven't gone on sale yet. So the tickets for some of the other dates went on sale. And Wednesday, I'm like on the computer. I'm like, I just really want to see him in one of these cities. So there's like Chicago. There was Oakland, New York. So I started looking on the New York one. I'm like, that would be a fun weekend trip, like go up there. And so I'm trying to buy the tickets. I'm like 50,000th in line. Oh. And I'm just waiting for it to go down. And my daughter's texting me and she's like, are you in the waiting room? I'm like, yeah, I'm in here for New York. And she's like, okay, I'll just try a different city. And I was like, okay. So I get in it finally after an hour, I get into there and there was one ticket. Like I could buy one single ticket that was all that was available. And Sophie texts me a screenshot and she goes, I got tickets. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding? And she goes, they're in San Antonio.
Oh.
Like, wait, what? So she said it's an early birthday present for me. She and I are going to go see J-Hope in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
She's like, and just so you know, the tickets are on me. It's a birthday present. I'm buying your merch.
Oh.
And I'm buying your food and drink when we're at the concert. I thought it was so sweet.
I am just so happy for you because I know how much this has bonded both of you together.
Yeah.
But it's also like, okay, now you're getting the rewards because of all the tickets you gave Sophie.
I know.
It's your karma, girl.
I know, but San Antonio, like, well, that was not on my list to go, but hey, Riverwalk, here we go.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The first round of Grammy performers has been revealed. And wait until you hear this lineup. Again, this is just the first round, okay? How about Sabrina Carpenter performing at the Grammys?
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Oh, it just keeps getting better and better. Charlie XCX will be performing at the Grammys. I audibly made a screaming noise when I found out about this one. Chapel Row.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all nominated at the award ceremony. Some other fellow nominees that will be performing. We've got Benson Boone. It's going to be a part. I just, like, this first round is so insane that I don't know who else they could add to make it even better. Maybe this guy, Teddy Swims, he'll be performing.
The way he sings live gives me chills.
Yeah.
He is so good.
He's insane. An amazing performer. And then our girl, Billie Eilish, she's going to be performing. This is in addition to, like, Doechii, Ray, Shakira. She's going to be there. It's all happening at the Crypto.com Arena on February 2nd. Trevor Noah is hosting, and they are going to be raising funds to support relief efforts for the LA fires. A lot of the traditional Grammy week events have been canceled, and the Recording Academy and Music Cares, they pledged over $3.2 million in emergency aid to music professionals that have been affected by the fire.
And the Grammys are when again?
February 2nd.
Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Right, what? Corner, yeah.
Okay.
Since we're talking about music, I'm so curious because we've been talking about it this morning. So Bruno Mars came out with a new song with Sexy Red last night. And the radio friendly title of the song is Fat, Juicy, and that if you want to look up the not radio friendly version, you feel free. But so we all listened to the song last night. We were like, whoa, I just watched the video that you told me about, Steph, and I was jaw ground. That was me.
The cameos at the end, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. But we got the radio edit of the song. This is supposed to be the clean version, and I really want to hear this. I really want to hear how, because if you listen to the explicit version, it's explicit. And I'm thinking, how in the world can they make a radio edit to Fat, Juicy, and? All right, are you guys ready?
I'm
it's
ready.
Insane.
Okay, let's take a listen.
That good kitty, make it my pet. Pretty, top of good.
Okay, okay.
Not bad, right?
Okay.
You can't play the explicit version.
No. Let
me hear a second. Oh, no. Okay, I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Okay. The words that were changed were cookie.
Yes.
The words that were curse words were like new beats, like snares and basses. And I'm like, okay.
I just feel like the beat itself is it's the star.
It's a club banger.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it's funny because I'm like, there's no way they can make a radio friendly version.
This is going to be my new workout song.
I kind of want to hear the whole song.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Maybe. Oh, does anyone have a category for the Oh Wow Wheel that this would fit? I feel like there's a way to make this happen. I don't know. Maybe we sneak it in later. So yeah, just since we are on the topic of music there, I know we got to wrap up here. Spirit Airlines, big announcement from them. You can't wear see-through clothing anymore if you were planning on wearing
it.
Yeah, it'll get you kicked off the flight. That means no more sheer tops. You know, sometimes people wear like a bra underneath it. None of that. They updated their fine print this week. So they say that could be lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature. And then finally, just in time for the Super Bowl, General Mills and Totino's have teamed up for this new creation. It's pizza flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
No, I
agree. They say that you can experience the savory taste of Totino's pizza rolls with the sweet crunch of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What they're doing is starting on the 28th this month. 1,000 fans can snag a free box on their website. So it's not like it's going to be sold in stores. You're basically going to have to enter a lottery for it. But yeah, this is something I would not waste my time on.
I mean, if it's free, I'll try it, but I'm not going out there and buying it for breakfast every morning. No.
Well, you have to win a box.
Yeah, I'd win.
So you have a 0% chance because everybody and their mom is going to try to win it.
0%? I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not gonna. You're not gonna. No. See, I already have a big better percentage.
If you want to do this thing, just buy some pizza rolls and get the Cinna Dust and do it yourself.
No, it's not the same. I want to try this.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I think that they are. You put some milk in there.
Oh. Never mind.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Mix 94.1, it is time for Beat Mercedes. Every day at 7 o'clock, we play Can You Guess the Song Faster Than I Can? Karen, you're caller 20. Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, we have a $300 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, up for grabs. I would love for you to win it. I feel like now that we're doing it every day, that, you know, we just up the chances of someone winning.
Right.
So why not make it today, Karen? I'm going to step out, and you're going to take a shot at it, okay? Good luck to you.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Karen, all right. You got this. Come on.
Mercedes, I'm turning off her mic.
Take her down.
She's stepping out the studio. Go. Karen, what are you up to this morning?
I just picked up my Starbucks order.
Okay, what do you get at Starbucks?
I get a double espresso with the pistachio cold cream cold foam.
Okay, that sounds bomb, but that's a lot of caffeine.
And you're going to be bouncing off the walls today.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Karen, so this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout, got it, so we can stop the clock, and you got to give us something within those 5 seconds you say got it. Okay, Karen?
Okay.
All right, J-Love has his stopwatch ready.
You got
ready.
This, Karen. Let's go.
All right, Karen, I believe in you on this Friday. So the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts... Wait, that would help if I put it in program. And it starts now.
Got it.
Okay, what you got?
Walking My Way Back Down.
Bye.
Sorry.
What is it?
A Million Miles.
A Million Miles by who? Three.
Come on, Karen.
Two, one. Sorry. I got to bring in Mercedes, Karen. All right. Yep. I got the number down. All right. I'm right. J-Love, go ahead and shout out Mercedes. She's coming in.
Yep.
All right. I'm writing down the song. Mercedes is walking in, putting on her headphones. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How do you feel? What do you think?
I don't know. They're fast. Every time I feel like I'm not standing out there that long. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
Okay.
I'm feeling kind of confident, but also a little scared.
It's a Friday. Get that confidence ready.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Okay. Jeez. What you got?
1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Okay. Karen, she stopped the clock at 4.1 seconds.
Okay.
But she said 1,000,000 miles, and she didn't know the correct artist, but you got it correct.
Karen.
1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton was the correct answer.
How fast did I get it?
1.28 seconds.
Man, I've been averaging like under 2 seconds for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so I don't know what's going on. Who's picking the songs?
It's between me and J-Love.
I like the person picking the songs for my benefit.
It was me then. No kidding. No, it's J-Love. I got to give credit to Jay. He's helping with the songs this time around.
I like it. And I love that song. Make it my way downtown. Every time I drive to downtown Las Vegas, that song literally jumps into my head.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've got more winning coming up in 20 minutes. The Mega Minute. Your tickets to David Spade and Nikki Glaser. Will we get a winner? All of that and more coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us, text us, 702-364-9400. And Amy actually just gave us a call here. Let me grab her. Hey, Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What is going on this morning?
Well, yesterday you were talking about when you go onto social media and have met people that have become friends IRL.
Oh, yes. We were talking about my friend Jeffrey NYC that I met on Twitter and from Yankee fans, and now we're real friends. And a lot of people have made friends online. Did you do something like that?
I've met a lot of really incredible people online that have become really good friends, but I think I have you beat, Mercedes.
With what?
I met my wife online.
Oh, nice. Do tell. What happened?
Okay, let me set it up for you. So my nerdy self was into Twilight fan fiction. And I went onto Twitter and, you know, like you, was searching for similar, you know, people with common interests. And like I said, met a lot of great people, one of which became my best friend. And this was back in 2009. We ended up meeting in person several months later, but then ultimately we started traveling for concerts around the country and things like that. But ultimately fell in love, and 2 years after meeting, got married.
Please tell me this was your wedding song, Amy.
This is great.
You have to. It's all Twilight. Now I'm just picturing, man. Like, oh my gosh, you guys with like the bright red eyes.
Jacob is your son.
Looking deep into each other's eyes. Oh, you're both perfect. You have flawless skin and just gorgeous.
Lives forever.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, something like that.
Amy, that is so amazing. I like hearing the love stories. Did anyone else like actually meet their future spouse or their love, their long-term relationship because of something they did online? 702-364-9400. Nelly, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, what happened to you?
I met my husband on Facebook.
Okay, how was it? Did he poke you?
I think he might have poked me, but we had like friends of friends, and so we became friends, and he came, and we met up right after Christmas, and then we got married 13 days later on January 8th, which is Elvis's birthday.
Oh my goodness, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So there's like a theme here, the Elvis theme. I like that.
Nelly, were you guys in the same city?
Coincidentally, we named our daughter Presley.
Oh! I don't know if you heard Jay, Nelly. Were you guys in the same city when all this happened?
We were not. He was in Vegas, and then he came down to Orange County, and he was in Orange County with some friends.
and family. And then, so he never went home. And then New Year's, we both went to Vegas and spent a week together. And then we never left each other. And here we are 15 years later.
I feel like these relationships that are starting online have some staying power, you know? You would think, oh, it's an online thing. It's going to be one and done. But thank you for sharing that, Nelly. We just got a text here. It says, I met my husband on Tinder back in 2014. Two kids and a dog later, here we are. Gary says, I also met my spouse on a website. We became friends. Met after 3 months, and he hasn't left my house in 15 years. No. Well, when you're like, when are you leaving? It's been 15 years.
It's forever now, baby.
Can you go now?
We were good. Are
you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Mimi, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Are you ready to do this? We've got these tickets for you to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser. You just have to conquer the Mega Minute. How are you feeling this morning? Y'all stretched out, ready to go?
I am. I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you solo this morning?
Or we're going to do this.
Do you have anyone with you like right now that can help you out with this?
I have my husband sitting next to me.
Oh, cool. What's your husband's name?
Murray.
Okay. Murray and Mimi. If I hear the correct answer, I don't care who it comes from. We're moving on to the next question. Okay.
All right.
All right, you guys. If you're struggling with the question, Mimi, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
On what date do we celebrate Valentine's Day?
February 14th.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Aquarius.
Yes. What network does the show White Lotus air on?
Pass.
The Vegas HBO. Thrill. Yes, it's HBO. The Vegas Thrill team play which sport?
Volleyball.
Yes, in the show The Office, Angela was a part of which department?
Human resources.
No. Hubba Bubba was a brand of what?
Bubblegum.
Yes, what does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Yes, name an NFL team that is currently in the playoffs.
The Eagles.
What is the name of the toy store in the movie Toy Story 2?
The name of who in Toy Story 2?
The toy store.
Barnhart.
No, she was right there.
You were so close. I could tell it was on the tip of your tongue, Mimi.
No,
I'm sorry. It's Al's toy barn.
You said barn.
I was like, she's going to get it. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. We had to pass on a couple, too. Actually, you went back and got the HBO one for the White Lotus, which was really cool. In the show The Office, Angela was a part of which department? She's part of the accounting department, which I wouldn't have known either. I think I'm one of the three people in the world that never watched The Office. So I would have just been naming off departments to try to get that one. Mimi, Murray, a really good effort. Unfortunately, we can't make you a winner, so that means caller 20 right now. You're going to get the tickets, two of them, to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser at the Venetian Theater. And coming up next in the Hot 3, breaking news, the Raiders have reached an agreement for a new head coach. And wait until you hear who it is. That and more coming up in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Some breaking news this morning. Raiders fans, sources are telling ESPN that Pete Carroll and the Raiders have now reached an agreement on a 3-year deal with a 4th-year team option.
Wow, Pete Carroll?
Another veteran legendary coach has returned to the NFL.
No. What's wrong, Jay? Why not?
Dude, by the time his contract is over, he's going to be 80. I mean, come on.
He's a legend, though. I mean, yeah. Maybe he could be the one to get the Raiders out of this hole that they found themselves in.
Unless Tom Brady's going to come out of retirement, they're not going to win anything.
Well, no. Tom Brady apparently had a big voice in him coming to the team, I guess. Okay. But, I mean, USC, Seahawks for over two decades, national championship, a Super Bowl. Like, the resume is the guy, you know?
I agree. I think that we need to give this chance and be open-minded. I get age and all, right. But he has the wisdom. He has that resume, and I think all the accolades to bring the Raiders to where they want to be.
Unless he's going to have a really young offensive coordinator, another defensive coordinator that can talk to the guys, because these guys are young.
Yeah.
He's 74 years old.
Right, but they respect him, I think. He's earned the respect. I think that's what happened with Antonio Pierce. He was like a younger guy, like, hey, let's be friends. Like, hey, let's try this. And I don't think the respect was there. You need someone who will go in there and say, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes. If you're trying to, that's like parenting. When you're trying to be your kid's friend, like, it's cool, but they're not going to listen to you like they would if you're like, hey, look, I am your parent first, friend second. And I think this is the perfect guy for this situation. And look, I ain't no Raiders fan, but I think this is a good move.
I think so too. I think it's smart. I'm wondering, did they come to any type of agreement with the GM yet, or how is that going on?
But they have the same GM, Sandra Douglas Morgan.
She's the president.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure.
They don't have a general
GM.
Yeah, they got rid of him too. So they need a general manager. So you get the head coach before you get a GM. Come on, man.
Well,
unless he's going to be the GM too.
If you're going to get a head coach, you want to take a name that is legendary. Look at the AFC, the four AFC West head coaches. You've got Andy Reid, you've got Jim Harbaugh, you've got Sean Payton, and now you have Pete Carroll.
Wow.
Like, how many combined conference championship appearances do they have? How many Super Bowl appearances do the four of them combined have?
Andy Reid is 66 years old. He's the oldest head coach in the NFL. That's 66.
Who does he coach? Who does he
coach? Kansas City.
And how are they doing?
But he's still young. He's not 74. My God.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Why are you making it all about age? Like, he can't do it because he's 74 years old. So he's not going to be able to do it.
If I'm 74, I want to hang out with my family. You know, I've did all that stuff ahead of time. Go enjoy your life. This is the NFL is stressful.
So basically, go die.
Go golfing.
Like, what is the age? What is the age where you're like, okay, you're not allowed to do this anymore? Come on now.
Okay.
We're putting some restrictions.
Let's give him a chance.
We'll see. We'll see how it works out. But yeah, that is definitely the breaking news this morning. Also this morning, trust. It's very essential in all relationships, especially with those that you have with like businesses and brands. That's how you get repeat customers. And the most trusted brands award are out to show us what brands have earned the trust of U.S. shoppers. So this is from Newsweek. They've chosen the winner. So I'll give you like a product, and you tell me the brand that you trust when it comes to this product. Okay.
Okay.
Like dolls.
What doll? Barbie.
Barbie is the most trusted brand when it comes to dolls. Diapers.
Pampers.
Yes, that is it. I mean, obviously this is working here. Laundry detergent.
Tide.
Tide is the one. Headache relief.
Tylenol. Advil.
Tylenol. Oh. Tylenol one for the best brands on that. Let's see here. Hard seltzer.
White Claw.
White Claw came in number one. Grocery store for natural organic foods.
Sprouts.
Trader Joe's.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods one on that
Whole
one.
Foods.
Yeah. Home improvement retailer.
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Home Depot won on that one. Insect control.
Raid.
Yes. You guys are good. Yeah, obviously, those brands have earned your trust if they're the first ones that you think of.
I think they're just the most popular.
How about golf balls?
Titleist.
No,
that's what I would say. Yes. I don't know.
I know nothing
number
about
one,
golf.
Number one in golf.
Yeah, quiz me. Give me something else. Give me something else.
In golf?
Or just any product.
Okay. Cameras?
Canon.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about phones?
iPhone.
So Apple?
I would say Apple.
Okay. What about social media app?
Oh, man.
Most trusted nowadays. Ooh, I don't trust any of them.
All right. Finally, this morning, we are all looking forward here to the Super Bowl. And if you are looking forward to the food more than anything else, I have the perfect way for you to make some money. So Finance Buzz is looking to hire someone to taste test 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. It pays $1,000. Plus, you're going to get a $500 gift card to buy it all. Anyone can apply. You just have to live somewhere close to a Costco and then have access to a Costco membership. They're calling it the Sideline Sampler Side Hustle. So you will taste test 20 different snacks. We're talking wings, mini tacos, mozzarella sticks, pizza, all that. What you have to do is you have to take pictures of all the items, write a description, and then rate them based on how good they are and how hard they were to make. So if you want to apply for this, the cutoff for applications is on Wednesday, and you can go to financebuzz.com/sideline-sampler for that. What is the best Super Bowl snack?
Wings.
Wings, man. 100.
Wings. What about you?
I like the wings. I do. I always gravitate towards, like, if they have any sort of, like, barbecue. I love going to places with barbecue.
Yes.
I am all about that.
Like, what about barbecue chicken pizza?
As long as there's not cilantro on it, because that tastes like soap.
Yeah.
I just, you know my love-hate relationship with cilantro.
We gotta open that palate to cilantro and tomatoes, Mercedes.
It's probably not going to happen. I think there's a better chance of J-Love being for Pete Carroll here. KMXB. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you have the same music taste as your significant other? Do you guys like the same kind of music, or is it a battle, like when you get in the car, who's picking the music? Because one likes this type, one likes the other. This new poll came out, and it shows that nearly half of all women do not like their man's taste in music. Heterosexual couples, almost half of all women say they do not like their man's taste in music. Do you like your spouse's taste in music? And if not, why? What kind of music are they listening to that you do not like? 702-364-9400. So we asked our husbands to send in their top three songs right now. We're like, we're not going to listen to them. We're just going to insert them in the system. So I hope that they picked songs that are clean.
Oh my God.
I'm a little nervous. Oh, I told Matt, I go, they have to be clean, or if it's not a clean song, you have to send the clean version of the song. So
perfect.
So they're in the system. Let's analyze. Let's see if we fall into this category on whether or not we like our man's taste in music. Okay.
Okay.
So here is the first song that Matt sent over. I'm going into this blind. I don't know. Fingers crossed. This is okay. His top three favorite songs right now.
Oh. Love it.
Yeah. APT by Rosé and Bruno Mars. Wow. I like his taste so far. I'm very excited about this.
Matt,
okay.
I feel like, has great taste in music.
He does. He's all over the place, though. He loves every single type of music out there. It's crazy. Okay, so that's one. Here's the second one. I am so shook right now. I'm really surprised that these are the songs he sent in. Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
Okay,
it's one of his top three favorite songs right now. I'm loving these. I am absolutely loving these. Why is he not playing these in the car when I'm in it? This is very confusing. Okay, last one. Top three favorite songs from my husband right now. Let's see if I like it.
What is this?
Oh, this is Tyler, the Creator.
Yes. Oh, this song's going viral right now.
I hear him playing this all
Sophie
the time.
Sophie must have told him about this song.
No.
He didn't even pick this up by himself.
Dude,
Sophie told him.
He loves Tyler, the Creator. We saw Tyler, the Creator in concert. It was at, where were we? It was at a festival. I can't remember where it was, but he was like
Day
going,
in Vegas?
Yeah, it must have been a Day in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because we ended up buying a bunch of Tyler merchandise and stuff.
Wait, so, Matt did?
Yeah. Oh, he still wears it. You know the golf brand? Golf? That's Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't seen him in that stuff. Okay, so we have APT, Pink Pony Club, and Sticky.
What do you think so far from those three?
I out of 10, I give it a solid 9. I think that I liked his choices. I was really impressed. Did you like his choices?
I loved his choices. Matt, great job with the versatility. He's on top with the viral song.
Wow.
And I also love that I've seen him post stuff and he like always adds a song to his post.
Yes.
I'm like, he's on it. He's on it.
Okay, let's try James here. Okay. We don't know what the songs are. Okay. Let's see if we like his taste in music. Okay. Nearly half of women do not like their man's taste in music.
Here is number 3.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Okay.
TV off. Yeah. Good this is job, on repeat. James. Okay.
Okay.
This is number 2.
Feeling so good at that party. We don't have to
Rosie.
Rose. Oh, Rose. He likes Rose.
Loves it. Okay.
Oh.
This is Drinks or Coffee off her new album.
Yeah.
He loves this song. He loves this album. This is one of my favorite songs on her album.
I'm absolutely shocked. Anyone else have a spouse that likes a song that you just did not see coming? Like for Matt, the Pink Pony Club one, I did not see that. For James, I did not see this one coming.
Same. I didn't know it
Amazing.
Would be his top 3.
Okay.
Okay. Now this is his number 1 song
that your husband loves.
Shut up. I'm calling James right now.
I know exactly why this is his number 1 song right now, because there's a commercial on TV. It's of a football player and he's warming up, he's stretching, and he has his headphones on. He takes off his headphones and the fight song by Rachel Platten is playing, and that's why this is his number 1 song right now.
Oh my gosh. I think I love James even more now than
James.
I did before.
Give me your homie car, dog. Come on, man.
What are yours then, J-Love? What are your top songs right now? If you just had to name them off, if we have them in there, great. If we don't, that's fine too. But what are you loving right now?
Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, have that right here. That. Let's see.
All right.
I love the Rose APT.
Rose APT, that's one of Matt's.
Okay, yep. We got that one.
But if we don't have this other song that I like, because,
I know what it is. I know what it is.
What is it?
Elvis Presley.
Oh my
God. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're very wrong. But dude, that's classic, though. The other one is a country song, and I think I sent it to you, Mercedes. Tucker Wetmore. It's What Would You Do?
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to it yet. Is it good?
So good.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
And how
now.
Did you find out about this song?
I was playing Madden.
Madden?
Yeah, playing video games.
Madden?
And it's on the Madden soundtrack.
Madden soundtracks, they're
the best.
Yeah, they're really good. You don't want to underestimate like any game. Like 2K has really good game soundtracks, Madden. So
I'm not a big country guy. When I heard this song come on, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's a really good song.
You know what a song I think is going to go in the top 3 for a lot of guys and women right now? Seriously, if you missed it, the song is literally exploding since it was released last night. Sexy Red, Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Radio version is called Fat, Juicy, and... You can look up the not radio friendly version, but the way my jaw dropped when I heard it, it's like, oh my gosh, this song, it's going to be number 1.
Yeah.
It's going to be number 1.
100%.
It's probably going to be number 1 for a while. So see if you like your significant other's taste in music, if that's something that you vibe with, because half of us don't. And half of us can agree that our jaws are still on the floor from that song.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, yo, you ready?
Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
All right. We've got our guest vetoer. It is Lennon with Mom Natasha. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Friday. Lennon, you're in charge now. You are an official member of the show, and you're going to decide whether or not the person the Oh Wow Wheel lands on gets to play their song. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Hey, okay. Lennon, what's your favorite candy?
Twix.
Okay,
definitely.
Good. I got you.
Jayla's going to try to bribe you with some Twix. Don't listen to him. All right. So it just stopped, and looky here. It landed on J-Love.
Yes, sir.
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, J-Love, tell Lennon what your category is and what your song is. And, Lennon, don't be swayed. Go with your gut. Decide if you want the song to play, okay?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't say that.
Yes.
Me and Lennon
You can't bribe our listeners. Come on now.
What are you talking about? How am I bribing him? I just said, ask him what was his favorite candy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. What is it? Get to it.
What song or artist went viral? And mine was Bruno Mars and Rosé, APT.
Oh, huge song. Lennon, do you want it to play or do you want to give him the veto?
Let's let it play.
There we go. That is APT, Rosé, and Bruno Mars, J-Love's pick for the Oh Wow Wheel. It landed on him, and he got to play his song. Now, if it would have gotten the veto, J-Love, it was going to move to me, and my category was a song with the number 5 in it, so a song or artist with the number 5 in it. And so I went with this song by the Loonies.
Solid.
It could have been something that maybe you hear next hour when we take it back.
My favorite line in that song is Oakland and smoking.
We have the Friday Rewind coming up. Maybe you'll hear it later. And Steph, you weren't in the running today, but what was your category and what was your song?
My category was a song that reminded me of my college days. And this song was everywhere when I was in college.
Bring the action. When you have this
in the club. Oh. Scream and shout, yeah. Britney Spears.
I love that song.
Oh, man, that's
Will I Am.
I forgot how good that was.
I almost feel like it would have been fine if any of us got it this week. I love the songs. That's good stuff.
Thank you, Lennon.
Yeah. We've got a lot coming up on the show, including your tickets to see Sheryl Crow. That's coming up with Heads Up in just a few minutes. Right now, let's take it back. Sixpence None the Richer. It's Kiss Me, and it's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amanda, you're in for Heads Up.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, let's do this. Sheryl Crow tickets up for grabs. Your category is on the record. Camcorder Day was on Monday. So these are all old school vintage items, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We can do this. I know it. We've got 60 seconds. Let's do it. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Amanda and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
You put a piece of paper in this and press the buttons to write your letter.
Typewriter.
Yes. You put a plastic disc on this, and then it has music.
CD player.
Not CD. A bigger one. It's vinyl.
Stereo.
It's a vinyl disc that you do it with.
Skip.
Okay. I'm gonna skip that one. This is how like you would make a call like in your kitchen and you put your finger in and then turn it.
Phone.
What kind? The kind that you put your finger in?
The dial, the spinning dial.
So let's pass. This is what might wake you up in the morning. It goes off next to your bed.
Alarm clock.
Yes. This is, you used to dip these in ink, and it looks like a feather.
Feather
pit. Oh. These were so hard. Amanda, I'm so sorry.
They were.
We got hung up on record player. We're close. Rotary phone was what we were looking for. They were oddly specific, which I was not a fan of, Amanda. And then a quill. Like, who knows even what a quill is? That's crazy. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets. Two of them to see Sheryl Crow. Win them before you can buy them to see her concert at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on June 7th. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
Baby. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Before we get to the Hot 3, I want to give a little shout out to Gabby, who is listening this morning with her dad. They love the music on Mix 94.1. And thank you guys so much for listening. If you ever want a shout out, we love to hear from you. You guys can shoot us a text or give us a call at 702-364-9400. Let's talk Grammys. The first round of performers have been revealed, and it's going to be a huge show just based on this first round. Sabrina Carpenter, who is also nominated at the ceremony, she is scheduled to perform along with fellow nominees like Chappell Roan. Also, Charlie XCX is going to be a part of the performing docket here. We're talking Benson Boone, Billie Eilish, Doechii, Ray, Shakira, Teddy Swims is going to be performing. It's going to be a huge show. It's happening February 2nd at the Crypto.com Arena in LA. Trevor Noah is hosting again, and they're going to change up the show a little bit. It's going to be kind of like a fundraising effort for the LA wildfires. A lot of the traditional Grammy week events have been canceled, and they're just going to try and raise money for emergency aid. I think that's really cool that they're doing that.
Not only is it cool, but Grammys is the only really award show that I look forward to watching than the
Agreed.
Others. I mean, the Oscars are cool. Golden Globes are okay. And then the Grammys, to me, is like the award show to watch for me.
Yeah, it's one I really look forward to, not just for the awards, but the performances. And when you have a list like that, just the initial list, I can't imagine who else they're going to add.
Oh, that's
to it.
Right. They're adding more. This is just the first round.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it'll be really cool. Also, this morning, we broke this news last hour. Everyone is talking about it. The Las Vegas Raiders are bringing in a new leader. They are hiring Super Bowl winner Pete Carroll to become their next head coach. That is the reports from ESPN. He's 73 years old. He's going to be returning to the sidelines after just 1 year as a senior advisor to the Seattle Seahawks. This will be the fourth NFL franchise that he has led. He was with the Jets, and he was with New England, and then, of course, Seattle. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to be the one that'll be able to turn things around for the Raiders.
So I hit up my friends who are Raiders fans. You got to hear these texts. It's like,
what are they saying?
They go, if we had the number one and number two pick, it could be interesting, but they screwed that up. He's the worst coach in the AFC West by far.
No.
They're saying that they're going to need more chewing gum because he loves
his chewing gum. Yeah. They're going to all be doing yoga. He's like very much into the yoga thing.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I love it.
Fans, buddies, dude, they're going off. It's hilarious, man.
I think that this is a good thing for the Raiders. I think it's going to be interesting and fun to watch a new coach, but a familiar coach that will see what he has to bring to the stage. But it's also just like, I don't know, the age has nothing to do with it.
Well, they said that... Some of my buddies said that the game has passed him by because he's 74 and the game
I get
has passed
that.
Him by.
I do get so, that. It's changed. It's changed a lot. But on that same note, I feel like they need that experience to just get the basics down again.
Yeah.
Just go back to the basics because the game has passed them by. That passed the Raiders by a long time ago.
Yeah,
so
you're
they,
right.
If they just go back to the basics, I think that'll help. And then we'll see what happens. But we're talking 3-year deal with a 4-year extension if they want to take
and
it.
It took him 3 years to get the Seattle Seahawks to win the Super Bowl. So he started 2010 and they won the Super Bowl in 2013. So
It'll be interesting to see what happens. So big news there. And then finally this morning, speaking of football... I don't understand. Maybe you guys can shed some light on this. So, you know, a lot of people love to buy NFL memorabilia. I have NFL memorabilia. I'm sure maybe you guys do too. The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, they are now selling some memorabilia. And what it is snow that they collected from the end zone after last week's playoff game against the Rams.
Come on, man. Really?
Snow.
Yeah. Snow.
They charged $50 for a point, pint of it, and they're putting it in insulated containers with dry ice, and they have like care instructions with it too. It's already sold out. That's the thing.
Okay.
Come on.
If I'm an Eagles fan and I wanted snow from that game, it would have to be packaged well, like I could keep in my freezer. Let's say it's in a glass container that is easily freezable, and it has to be signed by like Jalen Hurts. It can't be just like some
How do you sign the snow?
The glass. Oh, okay. The glass. Like, let's say it's in a container. I can see the snow and I can see the signature. That's the only reason I would buy a snow.
I don't understand people. I mean, what the hell, dude?
They're using it to throw. Didn't they throw snowballs at Santa Claus back in the day? Maybe that's what it's for—to throw snowballs at their next opponent.
Oh, maybe
or
it's
something.
For Cowboys fans to buy, and then they could throw it at Eagles fans.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, you can still get some in person at the Lincoln Financial Field ticket office starting on Monday, and you know there's going to be a line for that, but. Sometimes the things that people buy just completely blows me away. Do you guys have any sporting memorabilia that you are owners of?
I have an autograph. What's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jersey?
Oh, that's cool.
It's at my mom's house in L.A.
Did you get it signed by him personally,
yes.
or did someone give it to you?
Well, I got it as a gift, but they have the authenticity, whatever.
Certificate of authenticity?
Yeah, I have that.
Oh. How would you be willing to sell that?
Hell no.
Really? You know those, don't they have some, what mall is that? That they sell sports memorabilia here and on the strip?
Oh, at the Forum Shops?
At the Forum Shops.
No, I would never
Field
do it.
Of Dreams or something?
My mom's a huge Laker fan, so she likes having it there, so.
Okay, God forbid she passes away. She has to. You have to figure out all that stuff.
I'm not going
to keep it.
I'm never selling it.
Mercedes.
We have so much. I have Derek Jeter's shoe signed.
What?
I have a batting glove from Derek Jeter signed. I've got a base, the third base from Yankee Stadium, from a game that we went to. I have a chair from the old Yankee Stadium. One of the chairs from the bleachers. We've got one of those. We've got a lot of sports memorabilia.
For me, the only sports memorabilia I have is when James did high school basketball and he was athlete of the year.
Hey, that works.